Shall we read the Word of God together? As found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, his will through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Thank you. You may be seated. I think probably the emphasis of reaching the world for Christ has become more clear to us as we've spent this last month, these last weeks together, listening to our mission partners, and as we've considered our responsibility to reach to the ends of the earth. We know that our theme verse has been, go and make disciples. And we know Jesus' promise is, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age, or even unto the end of the earth. So we have a wonderful opportunity to be involved in reaching out beyond ourselves to those who need to believe. The interesting thing is, while we go into the world to share the message of God's love, and while that message is very clear to us, to many people, it is obscure. Part of that is due to the fact that we have been taught through our life, through culture and through human means, that certain factors in our life are real, certain things are just that way, and therefore we are to learn to live the life that we've been given to live. Consequently, there are some things that we've learned that are not necessarily true. And yet, inside of us, somehow, we want to believe those things. For example, I really wanted to believe when I was a little kid, if I didn't smell my chewing gum before I chewed it, it would have more flavor. So I never smelled my chewing gum. I just kind of keep it there, wrapped up, you know, and then pop it in my mouth, because I knew if I smelled it, I would smell the flavor out of it. We have those kinds of things. I wanted to believe in Santa Claus. I can remember coming down out from the upstairs into the living room there by the Christmas tree, and there was my bicycle that Santa brought me. And I was so excited. It was brand new. Well, I learned later it was actually a repaint job on my older brother's bicycle. He got the new one. I got the used one. But I didn't know the difference. Santa brought me this new bicycle, and I was so excited. I wanted to believe that there was someone out there who really cared for me, who really loved me, and wanted to give me gifts. I wanted to believe. I wanted to believe those things that, in truth, are not the truth. And we're caught. Because generally, in these things that we are taught, there is a smidgen, a little bit of truth. There's sort of a truth. There's an implication that they could be true. And we continue to walk in those things and believe those things. And in fact, we find ourselves sort of wanting to believe. I want us to look at those things as we think about the world today. And I'm convinced that there are people in the world who believe in these things. And because of that, sometimes those of us who listen to those false voices are tempted to say, Helping others find Christ is not our responsibility. Or the stronger voice is, that is a proper culture, and by evangelizing and exposing those people to Christ, we are actually doing them a disservice because their culture really should be preserved intact. Not knowing that behind many of those cultures and even some of the factors of our own culture, there is fear, dread, questions that are without answers, because there is a God-placed space within us. Every one of us must find our relationship with God in order for our life to be truly what God wants our life to be. And for that reason, we are motivated, we are called to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ, because the world lives under half-truths. And they want to believe. And when I listen to those that I have shared Christ with many times, I find this is the truth. They really want to believe, and they end up committing their life to it, even though there may not be a lot of reason for believing it. Now, I admit, and this is what I want us to recognize, humanity has made incredible progress in many areas. Medically, we're now working on genetic interference that will actually heal diseases. I carry my cell phone around with me. When I first had a computer with probably just a teeny bit of the power that my cell phone has, it was the size of a big box. Through progress and through development, things are improving. We live longer than we've ever lived. I'm thankful for that. I've arrived at that nyan-nyan point in my life, and I'm glad that I still have a few years to go. I'm excited about that. And by the way, next year, I've got a plan that is incredible. There's stuff that Carol and I are looking forward to doing. Do we wish we could stay and be a part of this church and this ministry? Absolutely. That doesn't seem like the way God is directing us. But that does not leave us without a plan, because life in Christ is incredibly exciting and it never ends. I can tell you, I can encourage you, get to be my age and you'll look back and you'll say, wow, what God has done. How incredible it is. What a wonderful privilege it is to live because of what God is doing in and through our lives. But I wanted to believe, and many of my friends feel the same way. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, first of all, I wanted to believe that the old way is okay. You know, hey, people are happy the way they are. I don't want to interrupt that life. I mean, that's the word out there. You have a choice to make. You make your choices. You live your life as you want to live it. And the old way is okay. That's the message we get. Now, as I've illustrated, in part, that is true. Man has made some incredible progress. There have also been some incredible mistakes. And in many ways, life on this earth for many is worse today. But the problem is, there are people in the world today who have not heard about the love of Christ, who believe that the life they have is the only life they can live, and there is no hope. There is fear, there is hatred, there is social corruption, evil, demon worship, and the only power that can break that bondage is the reality of knowing Jesus Christ. That's why when we say, listening to the world, oh, the old way is okay, it's really a lie. Amen. The truth is, And God's word clearly expresses it. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. And I have talked to many whose lives have been transformed by the presence of Jesus Christ. And they have discovered that the old way is not okay. And that God, in reality, in Christ, has a new life for us to live. I met a young woman when she was in university, studying in São Paulo, Brazil. Judy was always with Amelia and Betsy. And those three gals were just the top of the top. I mean, they walked together and they had that stride and they knew they had the world by the tail, so to speak. They knew that the world was theirs. But Judy had a question. What about my life beyond this life? We went to the university campus and started discussing philosophy, talking about the difference between Christianity and the other human approaches to life. Judy became curious. She ended up going with us to a weekend retreat, a camp. And while she was there, she heard the message of salvation proclaimed step by step. And Judy gave her heart to Christ and suddenly discovered the old way was not okay. She discovered that there was something new. There was newness of life for her. And folks, 45 years later, Judy, the last time I knew, is still sharing the gospel with little children. Because she is so convinced that the old life is not okay. That there's something new. There's a recreation that God can do in our lives through Jesus Christ. And we can become new creatures. So we go into the world because we do not believe the old way is okay. God desires that we be new creations in Christ Jesus. I wanted to believe we save ourselves. We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. We improve. We become better. And I've already illustrated what I mean by that. We get better and better according to the way man looks at himself. But the reality is, we are also faced with deeper and deeper degradation. And we cannot save ourselves spiritually. We cannot deal with the sin issue, with the selfish issue that is at the root of our hearts. My friend, a lawyer in Costa Rica, would testify to this fact. Juan Edgar came to Christ because a friend of his shared with him how different life is when you follow Christ. Juan Edgar was very concerned about corruption that was coming into his country. He watched as government officials bowed to the drug lords. And even a country like Costa Rica was impacted by this influence that was evil. But he found himself powerless. And he began to look at his own heart. And he began to realize how selfish he was in his relationship with his family, in his relationship with his friends, how much he cared for himself. And God, through his Holy Spirit, revealed to him how he needed to change. And he was changed. Juan Edgar has served among the political leaders of Costa Rica to be an influence for Jesus Christ. Because he committed himself to this new life. Old way is not okay. And he found that even though he tried on his own, the true change in his life came when he knew Jesus Christ. I also met another gal, Sylvia, a little high school gal who loved her church. She was Roman Catholic. But she had been taught the way to salvation is good works. And she committed herself to good works, to doing good things, to helping others, to being socially involved. And all of those things are good. But it was not satisfying the inner desire of her heart. And Sylvia came to know Jesus. And her life was changed. And she began to see things in a different perspective. We have a WhatsApp contact. And just the other day, she sent me this note. She said, "Focus on God, not on your problems. Listen to God, not to your insecurities. Confide in the Father, not in your own strength." I wrote back to her, this is now 30 years later. And I said, "Sylvia, I taught you. And now you are teaching me." Her life is transformed, not because of the work she did, but because of discovering Jesus Christ. Do you understand, folks? Our mission to the world, our calling is to share Jesus Christ with those who do not know Him so that they can discover a relationship with the Father that makes a difference. Do you know our opportunity is to go and spread the truth of God's love to others through Jesus Christ? Because the Word promises us all this is from God, who through Christ has reconciled to Himself. You see, it's not our good works. It's not what we do for ourselves. It's what God has done for us in Christ. Because the best we can do is not good enough to bring us into a peaceful relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need the Holy Spirit to minister to people in the world so that they can understand and so that they can share in the new joy and the reality that we have found in Christ. The old way is not okay. We cannot save ourselves. I wanted to believe God's saving grace is a given. I'm sure you've heard it. You give your witness. You share about your love for Jesus Christ and your love for God. And somebody will come back to you and say, "Oh yes, I understand that. I have a God as well. I love my God. And I serve my God." And you know, the beautiful thing is, all roads lead to heaven. All roads lead to God. And people believe a lie. Because God is a God of love. And God is a God of grace. But not all people understand who God really is and who we need to share with them about. And that is the secret that is found in Jesus Christ. You see, we cannot pay the price for our sin. We cannot pay for what needs to happen to redeem us. We cannot justify ourselves. It was only through the cross of Jesus Christ, through His death on the cross, through His willingness to give of Himself in our place, that people can find peace and joy in Christ. I sat last Sunday with a group of adults who will be baptized on Saturday. And be sure you get the details on that service, because I would love to have you there to see and be a part of this experience. But it was so interesting to me to listen to their testimonies. In fact, we spent most of our time together just having them share what was going on in their lives. One man looked at his friend And he said, you know, I started my walk with Christ because of you. You were a witness to me. A husband looked at his wife and said, she wanted to go to church, and I went along. And now we're giving our lives to Christ. Someone else said, you know, my kids went to International Christian School, and I'm there, and I have some time to wait for the kids, and there's a Bible study, and we started studying the scripture, and I gave my life to Christ. One by one, they shared how their old life was changed when Jesus became a reality. We're going to celebrate next Saturday, and I hope you can be a part of it. It's a wonderful experience to see and witness and share in the testimony these folks give. And then I'll never forget Ellen and Salvador's little boy, Matthew, 10 years old. And I looked at him and I said, Matthew, tell me, how did you come to know Jesus? This little guy sat there with tears running down his cheeks as he told about the forgiveness that he found in Jesus. You see, this is the reality we look for. This is what God has called us to. We are called to be ambassadors. God has entrusted us with the message of reconciliation. God has given us the privilege of being involved in the world. And while it's a great joy for me to stand and look at you this morning and sense the joy of knowing brothers and sisters in Christ, the burden on my heart and the burden on the heart of our church must be those who have yet to know Jesus. Whether it's your neighbor, someone you work with, a bus driver, a maid, whoever it may be. I'm praying that God would motivate our church, move us even more strongly toward this reality that we have been entrusted with the message of reconciliation. And we are told, we implore others, we beg them, be reconciled to God. Because Jesus has done that for each and every one of us. You see, this morning, as we sit together, there are some of you who are listening to this message. And when you look in your heart, you say, you know, I've never really committed myself to Christ. There are others of you have said who might say, you know, I know Christ, but man, I just am really not motivated to share with anyone else. And there are some of you may be saying this morning, I know Jesus, and oh, I just desire that God would open the way, and I pray that God would open the door that I could serve others for Him. It, you know, whatever your situation may be, I just ask that you would open your heart to this voice of the Spirit and help you realize the old way is not okay. There's a new life in Christ. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot do it by good works. It's only simply by faith in Jesus Christ. And although I believe God is a God of love and mercy, and He loves all of us long before we ever loved Him, the truth of it is, one way to that love and to that relationship is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And we come to that relationship only by faith. You see, we are called because how? will they be called, or will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How can someone call on the Lord if they haven't believed in him? And how will they believe in someone they've never heard about? And how will they hear except we go and proclaim the gospel? Preaching, teaching, making disciples, baptizing, all of these are a part of it. Simply sharing our life with someone else. That's how God intends to use us for his glory. So I want to challenge you today. As you are going, make disciples of all nations. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. This is the message I have for my church today, for you who are a part of my family. May God continue to use us as we endeavor to serve others and share with them the love of God in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful for what you have done for us. And Lord, if there's someone here this morning who has heard this message and they have not committed their life to Christ, I pray that you would help them do that right now. Right now, say, Jesus, I trust you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, if there's some of us here who have become sort of complacent, we've not really concerned about sharing our faith, inspire us. And Father, for those of us who have a burden for someone specific, like the lady who came to me after the service this morning expressing concern for her friend, who's almost suicidal because she doesn't know Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would motivate us, strengthen us in our determination to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. Thank you for all you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.